Mercedes-Benz 10th generation E-Class sedan has arrived, beautifully styled in a slightly longer body and a much improved dashboard with two high-resolution displays, each measuring 12.3 inches. 64-colour atmospheric lighting that provides subtle lighting around the cabin really generates a great cabin ambience, and in short, the E-Class interior is a nice place to be. The new controls, vastly improved and far more intuitive. On this model, Mercedes-Benz has made, in my opinion, a retrograde step with run-flat tyres. There's no spare tyre, not even a repair kit. The cars I drove last week were fitted with optional 19-inch alloys, 40 series tyres on the front, 35 series on the rear. Run-flat tyres with no sidewall compliance, and you might as well have solid rubber. Okay on a smooth German autobahn, but on our choppy roads, especially in the bush, not suitable for the conditions. And despite the softening of the suspension on this latest model, the ride does become a little jiggly on rough and broken surfaces. It's a pity, as the car is a very nice package overall. I drove the 2-litre four-cylinder turbo petrol E200 at 89,900 and the 2-litre turbo diesel E220D at 92,900. The diesel has marvellous torque, and with a standard 9-speed automatic is probably the better performer, but the petrol model, my choice, is not far behind. I'm David Berthon.